Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News Briefly for Tuesday, 8th of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast today, and remember, Patreon supporters get the episodes first and ad-free, you can be just like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Well, Tesla has rolled out a new software update, which hasn't gone down too well because it's somewhat of a downgrade. Now, Tesla would argue that they are improving the energy efficiency of their vehicles when in Sentry mode, but it has disabled the 12-volt socket and the USB sockets when the vehicle is parked. Now, the only way to have those working, many people have coolers in the fridge, or they want to charge their devices, or just, you know, maybe even camp in the vehicle with Sentry mode active, is to have camp mode active. But then the vehicle isn't secure. And so lots of people saying, hey, we appreciate what you're trying to do and be more efficient with energy usage, because Sentry mode is really, really energy intensive. And before he left the company, Drew Baglino earlier this year talked about reducing it by 40% being their goal this year. Well, that's one way of doing it, but drivers haven't seemed to like that change. The new Jeep Compass is set for a reveal next month in November. The next-gen Compass SUV will begin production in Italy next year on the Stellantis STLA Medium platform. So think similar specs to a Peugeot 3008 maybe. So maybe 130, 140 horsepower and maybe a higher version of that as well. Possibly a 73 kilowatt hour battery if you think about the Vauxhall / Opel Grandland. That's like a 35 grand car. The current Compass starts about 35 grand in mild hybrid version. So we'll wait and see what Jeep do with that. But it's interesting to see Jeep coming with more vehicles after the Jeep Recon and Wagoneer S as well. Of course, the Jeep Avenger in the lineup. Well, the European Union's under pressure on emissions regulations. The car makers just keep campaigning and lobbying to say we can't hit the 2025 CO2 emissions regulations, which have been in place forever. There is an emergency meeting happening today at the Parliament in Strasbourg on Tuesday, 8th of October, to debate, and I quote, this was the topic of the meeting, the crisis facing the EU's automotive industry, plant closures, and the need to enhance competitiveness and maintain jobs in Europe, end quote. And I can imagine the argument the car makers are saying there. We're going to close our plants, we're going to have loads of job layoffs unless you let us make more polluting vehicles. Now, Tritium lives on. The charging company, the Aussie charging company that I think made pretty good hardware, of course went bankrupt. They were bought, the assets were bought and the brand and the IP and things like that by an Indian company called Exacom. And that deal looks like it's closed for $37 million. And so they're going to keep their UK base, I believe. They have some offices here also in the US. And of course, they'll be operating from India as well. Exacom have a 40% share of the EV charging market in India. And, you know, of course, Tritium had big deals with the likes of Shell Recharge and some big networks as well. So hopefully that means the hardware will continue to be made, and more importantly, the hardware will continue to be supported. Canada, Volvo say they have enough EX30 stock to ride out the new tariffs, which began in October. But when those vehicles run out of stock, of course, the ones made in China will be more expensive, waiting for production to start in Ghent in Belgium. New EV charging station opening in California in Santa Ana. The first station opens October 15th next week. 40 fast chargers and, you know, a lounge, Wi-Fi, restrooms. We love that. Same thing's being built here, which will really affect me. Somewhere called Winchester, which is on my way up to London. It's on my way up to the Midlands. It's my way up to the north. If I'm leaving the south of England, I'm going through Winchester, Newbury Bypass, M3A34. And they're going to build it a big solar farm, Littleton, Three Maids Hill. 44 rapid chargers. You know, again, a lounge, Wi-Fi, that's a play area for the kids, and on-site restaurant. Thank you, Instavolt. That's going to be amazing when it's done. Very grid-servy, I would say. And new models hitting the UK market recently, selling in good numbers. Polestar 3, Polestar 4, Porsche Macan EV, MG Cyberster now available.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.